Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, June 22nd, Pope Francis calls on Catholic medical personnel to listen to and comfort patients as they heal their illnesses. Russia suspends flights to Georgia following a spate of violent unrest in the country. And the United States announces the deportation of 2,000 migrant families. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis is inviting Catholic medical professionals to draw near and listen to their patients as Jesus did in his own ministry. The Holy Father made the remarks today in an audience with members of the International Federation of Catholic Medical Associates. Godfrey Campamba has the story.
Egli manifesta l'amore infinito di Dio Padre per i suoi figli più bisognosi.
By his compassionate closeness, Jesus showed the infinite love of God our Father for his children most in need. That was the model Pope Francis held out to members of the International Federation of Catholic Medical Associations in his address to delegates on Saturday morning. Jesus, said the Pope, showed compassionate concern for the sick, leading the early Christian community to call him a physician.
La cura delle persone malate appare pertanto come una delle dimensioni.
Care for the sick emerges, he said, as an essential aspect of Christ's mission and of the Church's mission. The way that Jesus cared for the sick is instructive for doctors and nurses of all ages, the Pope said. That manner involved drawing near to the person, despite societal norms. Jesus, the Pope noted, even asks the patient, "What do you want me to do for you?" Thus entering into a dialogue and beginning a process of relief, consolation, reconciliation, and healing. When care is given with genuine love for the other, said Pope Francis, it expands the horizon of the recipient, for human beings are a unit of spirit, soul, and body. The Pope said Catholic medical professionals are called to provide care with sensitivity and with respect for the dignity and for the physical and psychological integrity of each person. He also urged them to make their caregiving more humane by listening attentively, offering encouragement and comfort, and giving hope. Finally, Pope Francis urged Catholic physicians to unite professionalism, teamwork, and ethical integrity for the benefit of all patients. The Holy Father also invited them to read the Bible and receive the sacraments frequently.
E lo Spirito vi darà il dono del discernimento per affrontare le situazioni delicate.
The Holy Spirit will grant you the gift of discernment needed in order to confront sensitive and complex situations, the Pope concluded, adding that there is need to say the right things in the right way and to be silent in the right moments. I am Kanyanta Godfrey Kampamba.
Turning now to world news, Russia has temporarily banned airlines from flying to neighboring Georgia amid the worst anti-government unrest there in years. President Vladimir Putin signed the decree after some 240 people were injured in protests sparked by the appearance of a Russian legislator in Georgia's parliament. As Stefan Boss reports, tensions remain high in the former Soviet nation.
Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, rocked by violence. Officials say that since late Thursday, at least 240 people were injured when riot police fired rubber bullets and tear gas and unleashed water cannon on protesters outside Georgia's parliament. More than 100 people are still in the hospital, and medical officials believe that at least two people lost eyes because of the rubber bullets. Thousands of opposition supporters tried to storm parliament after a Russian parliamentarian was allowed to sit in the speaker's chair during a gathering of legislators from Orthodox Christian countries. The opposition sees the current Georgian government as overly friendly to Russian interests. Georgia's parliamentary speaker, Irakli Kobakidze, resigned following the violent protests. Kobakidze did not comment, but his resignation was announced by the Secretary General of the ruling Georgian Dream Party, Kaka Kaladze. The proof of our high standards of accountability towards society was shown in Parliamentary Speaker Irakli Kabakidze's decision to step down, he says.
But the move failed to calm down protesters who have returned to the streets demanding that the interior minister also steps down over what they view as a brutal police response. The protests marked the most massive outpouring of anger against the ruling Georgian Dream Party since it took power in 2012. It also underscored tensions between Russia and Georgia. The two nations broke off diplomatic relations after a brief war in 2008, when then-Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili launched an offensive to restore Georgia's control over South Ossetia. Russia responded by sending troops and eventually recognized both South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent states where it set up military bases. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
In Cambodia, 7 people were killed today when a building in the country collapsed early this morning. Rescuers struggled to reach nearly 30 missing construction workers. Another 22 people were injured in the collapse of the Chinese-owned project in Sihanoukville. Iran said today it would firmly respond to any U.S. threat against it amid escalating tensions between Tehran and Washington over the shooting down of an unmanned U.S. drone. President Donald Trump said on Friday he aborted a military strike to retaliate against Iran for the drone's drowning because it could have killed 150 people. In the U.S. state of Hawaii, 9 people were killed on Friday evening when their plane crashed near an airfield on Oahu's North Shore. The light aircraft and its 6 crews were carrying 3 passengers who were on a skydiving trip. Firefighters said the airplane was engulfed in flames when fire crews arrived. Separately, the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, has confirmed plans to arrest more than 2,000 families and deport them. As James Blears reports, Mexico is bracing itself for mass deportations of undocumented migrants from the U.S.
The arrests of families already served with deportation notices is due to begin Sunday, but this could start earlier. President Trump has said it'll involve millions of people, but Immigration and Customs Acting Director Mark Morgan confirms that the immediate scale won't be in that range. Mexican Foreign Office and immigration officials are staying silent about how they're going to cope with the deportations and accommodate the deportees. Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard confirms there'll be meetings with 19 countries over the next 2 weeks to discuss the migration exodus, which is using Mexico as a transit area. Mexico's already insisted it won't be used as a safe haven holding bay for those applying for asylum in the United States while their claims are being considered. However, it's now going to be the country where those kicked out will end up, at least for the time being. For Vatican News, James Spears reporting.
Briefly, news from around the world. Palestinian officials say a new baptismal font has been discovered at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, allowing for more studies about Jesus' birthplace. The head of the committee leading the renovation said Saturday that the Byzantine-era font is a magnificent discovery that has been covered by the larger known vessel. In 2013, UNESCO declared the Church of the Nativity as a World Heritage Site, and a restoration project was launched to overcome decades of neglect at the historic church. Protesters in Hong Kong ended their siege of police headquarters peacefully today. Police cleared the streets of barriers and demonstrators and said that 9 female and 4 male staffers were hospitalized with considerable delay during the blockade. Southeast Asian nations made good progress on a code of conduct negotiating draft for the disputed South China Sea and will likely finish a first reading by the end of the year. That's according to a Thai foreign ministry where regional leaders are meeting in Bangkok. China claims to own most of the waterway, which other states dispute, and has been aggressively building and militarizing artificial islands, as well as confronting ships that enter the zone. Pope Francis held a special audience today for around 250 youth from more than 100 countries around the world. The young people were in Rome to participate in the 11th International Youth Forum, as Christopher Wales reports.
In his address to the young people, Pope Francis reminded them that they are the prime protagonists of the pastoral conversion so greatly desired by the Synod Fathers. Pope Francis took the opportunity to reflect on the experience of the disciples at Emmaus, which the October Synod on Young People described as paradigmatic for understanding the Church's mission to the young. He explained that the experience of Emmaus led the disciples to continue on their journey, despite the fact that it was now nighttime, because they were illuminated by the presence of Christ, lightening up their lives.
Ustedes, queridos jóvenes, están llamados a ser la luz en la oscuridad de la noche.
Today, too, young people are called to be light in the dark night experienced by so many youths who do not yet know the joy of new life in Jesus. Pope Francis also emphasized the need for community, noting that the disciples who encountered Jesus on the road to Emmaus felt a vital need to be with their community.
A Jesús lo encontramos sobre todo en la comunidad.
We encounter Jesus above all in the community and on the paths of the world, the Pope said. The more we bring him to others, the more we will feel his presence in our lives. In a world with more and more divisions, which leads to war and enmity, young people, the Pope said, have to be the message of unity. Once again, the Holy Father reminded young people, you are the today of God, the today of the Church. The Church needs you, he said, so that she can be fully herself. Recalling the journey towards World Youth Day in Panama, Pope Francis called on young people to prepare for the next World Youth Day by meditating on two scriptural passages. From Luke, young man, I say to you, arise. And stand up, I appoint you as a witness of what you have seen. A rewording of Acts 26:16. The Pope said he hopes that there will be a harmonious connection between the journey to the Lisbon World Youth Day and the post-synodal journey.
No ignoren la voz de Dios que los empuja a levantarse y a seguir los caminos que él preparó para ustedes.
Do not tune out to the voice of God who urges you to arise and follow the paths he has prepared for you, Pope Francis said in conclusion. Like Mary and in union with her, may you daily bring to others all your love and joy. I'm Christopher Wells.
The youth forum Pope Francis met with this morning was put on by the Vatican's Dicastery for Laity, Family, and Life. Father Joao Chagas heads up the Dicastery's Office for Young People. He told Vatican Radio more about the four-day forum.
Youth in action in a synodal church. We lived with these young people from more than 100 countries, around 40 movements, associations, new communities here for 3 days. The fourth day, the meeting with the Pope and the Mass in St. Peter Basilica. First day, to remember the path of the Synod until the publication of Christus Vivit. Second day, which was the impact of Christus Vivit in their personal lives and in the lives of their local churches. And third day, what's the engagement of each one of them as young people together, which create connections between them, which engagement they want to be instruments to collaborate, to promote Christus Vivit and all the synod's conclusions in the life of their local churches and their local realities.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks to our studio team. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.